August 1, 1918. Effects of the privation of Jesus. I go on amidst privations and anxieties, and I often lament to my sweet Jesus. And he came, and drawing close to me, he clasped me to his heart and told me, "Drink from my side." I drank the most holy blood which came out from the wound of his heart. How happy I was! But Jesus, not content with letting me drink the first time, told me to drink a second time and then a third. I remain amazed at his goodness, that without my asking, he himself wanted me to drink. Then he added, "My daughter, every time you remember that you are without me and you suffer, your heart remains wounded with a divine wound, which, being divine, has the virtue of being reflected in my heart and of wounding it. This wound is sweet, it is balm to my heart, and I use it to soothe myself from the cruel wounds that creatures give me, of the neglection of me, of the scorns that they give me, reaching the point of forgetting about me. So, if the soul feels cold, dry, distracted, and she feels pain from this because of me, she remains wounded, and she wounds me, and I feel relieved.